The MGM Theater of the Air. Our star this week, Cornell Wilde. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vice President of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, and noted writer of many Broadway and Hollywood musical hits, Mr. Howard Dietz.
Thank you. Perhaps many of you saw the movie Hideout. If you did, you will remember that it was a splendid comedy and a big Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer success. It has been made into an excellent radio drama, and we are presenting it here on the air for the next hour, featuring one of the top personalities of the film world, Cornell Wilde. In just a moment, you will hear Mr. Wilde in Hideout, as presented by the MGM Theater of the Air. A man of violence disturbs a scene of peace, and a great many things happen here on the MGM Theater of the Air stage. We present Cornell Wilde in person in Hideout. There are dictators in small as well as large domains. In order to retain their dictatorship, they have to be active and all-conquering. In the more rugged stratas of American life, we have come upon this type. The boys who are after the easy money. Cold, persuasive, powerful, ruthless. I'm talking about a man called Lucky Wilson. The blue convertible looks innocent enough, not at all like a carrier of death. The chap behind the wheel is even pleasant. He smiles as he guides his car to the Castle Club, a night spot that the columnists would call torrid.
Okay, this is it. Let's go.
Lucky.
Yeah?
Let me do it my way, huh? The cell's got it coming to
Forget
him.
It, Joe.
Low-down, chiseling four-flusher. Holding out on us after you give him a break and a percentage angle.
You coming or you staying?
All right, all right. You're too happy. That's your trouble, Lucky.
As soon as I finish with Cassell, I got a date with a beautiful brunette. Why shouldn't I be happy?
Because you got a job to do on Cassell, that's why. You got to get a look-see at them books of his and prove he's been trimming us.
Good evening, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Benny. Big business tonight?
Big business every night, Mr. Wilson.
Good. Glad to hear it. Here, for luck, kid.
Say, thanks, Lucky. Thanks a million.
I tell you, the way to handle mugs like Cassell is to slug them. Show them once and for keeps who's boss.
You play too rough, Joe. You're 20 years behind the times. That's why you take orders and I give them, see?
Take your hat, please. Why, it's Lucky Wilson. Hello.
Hello, beautiful. Mr. Cassell around tonight?
He's back in the office, I think. Lucky, I waited home all day Sunday. You said you might call.
Well, next Sunday, sweetheart. You got your dates mixed.
You said that last week.
You and your games. Let's get this done and get out of here.
Wait a minute.
Now what?
Hey, listen.
Be the only one he kisses goodnight. That's how it is, and that's how it's
going. Hey, you know, Joe, that singer's all right. She's very much all right.
Ah, listen, Lucky.
Hey, kid. You know, guys like us are here today, gone tomorrow. You got to enjoy life while you're living it. Never give the other guy a break and never pass up taking one yourself. And all the time, easy does it, kid, easy does it, you see?
A very interesting philosophy, Lucky.
What? McCarthy.
Yeah, the cop who never gives up. Paying a little social call on Mr. Cassell, boys?
Yeah, that's right, Mac, a social call.
We do meet in a lot of places, don't we, Lucky?
Yeah. People are beginning to talk about us.
Yeah, maybe I'll have something to tell them pretty soon, Lucky.
You're an optimist, Mac. Come on, Joe.
Oh, Lucky.
Yeah?
Remember, the cop who never gives up.
Ah, that dumb muck.
The smartest flatfoot in town, Joe. Because he doesn't think he's smart. You know, you could learn from McCarthy, kid.
Be alone for one man. one man for me.
Hey, just a minute, Joe. There's a bit of life here. I've got to know better.
Look, you pitch with a dame and let me go in and take care of Cassell, huh?
Hey, Millie.
Yes? Oh, hello.
You know, you do all right. First night?
I open Saturday.
Yeah, well, you do fine, fine. My name's Lucky Wilson.
I know.
I'm a partner here, sort of a silent partner.
I know.
Oh, a smart blonde we got.
Come on, walk and talk to me.
Lucky, we taking a dame into palaver with Cassell.
Forget it, Joe, forget it.
You, knew my name.
What?
When you called me just now.
Oh, sure. They got a big spread of you outside, quite a picture. But it don't do you justice, beautiful.
You know, what they say about you is
yeah?
true.
What do they say about me? Oh, wait a minute. You tell me later. This is as far as you go, beautiful. The boss's office. I got business with Cassell. Wait for me, sweetheart.
Lucky, I've got a date.
Wait for me. Hello, Mr. Cassell.
Well, hello, Lucky Joe. Well, I heard you boys were outside. I was just coming out to say hello.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter, Lucky? Anything wrong?
No, I just want to see your books.
My books? Sure, sure. They're right over here, Lucky. We haven't been doing so well.
You don't have to tell me how you do. We know when you do good, and we know when you do bad.
And you've been doing good. Only we ain't getting fat on the gravy.
Oh, now, Lucky, you don't think... You know I wouldn't try to trim you.
I'd think you'd know better, kid, but let's see the books so I can prove you got good sense, see?
Why, sure, Lucky, sure. I'll show you. I'll be glad to show you. Like this.
Why, you keep four flushing.
And don't be a fool, Cassell. Put down that gun.
Yeah, I'm getting sick and tired of you guys. Lucky, stay right where you are. I'm warning you. I gotta pay the rent. The rent and the food and drink. Stay away, Lucky. I've got bills that'll be...
Never pull a gun unless you're willing to use it, Cassell.
Get up. Lucky, listen, you gotta listen to me, Lucky.
I'll listen to you. $3,000, kid. You ring it in downtown by midnight tonight, and I'll forget about checking the books.
$3,000? Lucky, it's not that much. I swear it's not that much.
Hello, beautiful.
I broke my date, like you said, Lucky.
Yeah, smart girl. I'll be right with you.
$3,000? Lucky, I can't get it by midnight. I can't, Lucky.
Shut up, you.
Lucky, you just got to give me a break. It's not that much, I swear to you.
$3,000, Cassell. Take it or leave it.
Why, it's a shakedown. That's what it is, a dirty shakedown.
I'm warning you, pipe down.
You won't get away with it. Not this time.
I should have done this long ago.
Not this time. I'll call him.
Go! No.
Joe, you stupid. You shut your trap.
He killed him. Look.
Get in here, quick.
No!
You fixed us fine. If McCarthy's still out there...
He had it coming to him.
That cop's been trying to get something like this on me for 3 years. Hey, you, cut it out.
He's dead. You killed him.
He's not dead.
He is. Oh.
Open up, Lucky. Fast, open up.
Hey, Lucky. Mac, you gotta get out of here.
Lucky, this guy don't look good to me.
What?
I must have hit him harder. Lucky, let's get going.
That window, it opens onto the alley.
You won't leave me here with that, Lucky.
The car's parked down at the end of the alley. Come on.
Please, don't leave.
Jammed. Get away from me, kid.
No, no, Lucky, please.
Yeah. Let me at that window. Come on, move on, Joe. Down the alley after me.
Joe, stay where you are.
I'm right behind you, Lucky.
Joe! Lucky, you can't get away with it, Lucky. Stop that man.
All right, folks, all right. Benny, get him out of here.
What happened?
Hello, operator. Police headquarters.
Shut that door, will you, Benny?
Harry, Mac here. There's been a ruckus at the Cassell Club. Yeah, and I put this on the wire. It's Lucky Wilson. That's right, you got the dope on him. Now add this. He's driving a light blue convertible, and I think he's wounded. Yeah, a light blue convertible.
Golly.
Golly what?
Just golly. Oh, I love the country this time of morning, Pa. Everything's so right, washed, clean.
Must like it a whole sight to get up before sunrise to go riding with your Pa.
I'll have you know my Pa is one of my favorite people, mister.
Well, now, there ain't nobody I'd tolerate along this early in the morning. except my daughter.
And Ma sometimes.
Well, your mother decides she wants to go somewhere. It's Pauline. She goes. My tolerating ain't got nothing to do with it. Pick him up, Nellie.
Pa.
Mm-hmm.
You won't change your mind.
Eh? About what?
Abraham.
Now, look at here, Pauline.
All right, Pa, all right.
That's why you come to me this morning? One last try to keep me from selling that fool hog?
Abraham's not a fool hog. Hush, Abraham. Oh, it's just that, well, I did raise him on a bottle and all.
And pigs is pigs, honey.
All right, Pa.
This one sold to Jed Brunson. I got to deliver him this morning. Honey, we just simply ain't got room on the farm to keep all the animals you and Willie want to make pets out of. Now, you know that.
Of course I do, honest. Oh, look.
Yeah, what?
We aren't the only ones enjoying the countryside this morning. That blue car coming down the road.
Sure driving slow enough to take it all in. Hey, Juana, what's the tarnal fool up to?
Well, he is sort of meandering.
Meandering? Fellow at that wheel's either hiring a gosh hawk or sound asleep.
Pa, he may hit it.
Whoa, Nellie. Whoa, girl.
Oh.
Wake up, you tarnal idiot. Watch where you're going.
Pa, did you see him? He's hurt.
Oh, hurt my foot.
He was scraped over the wheel. Oh, he's heading straight for the ditch.
Hey. Hey.
Pa, come on. Oh. Come on, we've got to help him. Hurry.
Well, Joe, good morning. They tell me you're in fine shape to carry on a conversation.
Yeah.
A nice, friendly conversation. I'll make myself comfortable in this chair alongside your bed.
What do you want, McCarthy?
A visit, Joe, that's all. Just a chat.
Yeah.
Ah, this room's all right. They do okay by patients in this hospital, even cheap two-bit crooks.
Look, Joe.
Sorry, Joe. Slip of the tongue.
I'm asking you. What do you want?
How do you feel, Joe? Pain eased up, has it? I shoot too straight sometimes. I meant to wing you. You hate Lucky Wilson.
What? But Lucky's okay.
A great guy. But you hate him, right, Joe?
What is this, McCarthy? What are you after?
I've done some checking, Joe. Wonderful thing, police files. Wonderful. You'd be surprised what we got on you in those files.
Yeah.
And on Lucky. He rates his name, don't he? Don't he, Joe?
I guess so.
Don't turn away from me, Joe. You see what happens? It hurts when you do that.
Get to it, will you, McCarthy? Whatever it is you're after.
I'm saying Lucky rates his name. Like that time in 45. You know, the Browning killing? What's the matter, Joe?
Nothing.
You jumped when I said the Browning killing.
This bandage is too tight.
I'll have the nurse look at it when I go.
Thanks a lot.
Lucky Wilson must have had luck plus six rabbit's feet plus a dozen four-leaf clovers when that rap was pinned on him.
What rap?
Browning. Remember, Joe? The Browning killing.
Nobody pinned nothing on him for that. You tried, but he beat it hands down.
He sure did, didn't he? Why, Joe?
Huh? What do you mean, why?
We picked you up as a material witness right after the shooting.
That's right.
I talked to you myself.
That's right.
You told me Lucky shot Browning because Browning welched on a bet. You remember that? Think hard, Joe. When we first brought you in, remember, you were boiling mad, ready to talk. Words practically spilled out of you.
Lucky didn't shoot Browning.
We know that, Joe. We know that. So did you that night. But you wanted us to think that he had.
I was mad. I shot off my mouth. I told the truth.
Did you?
Well, not then, later. Lucky never shot Browning. Lucky never shot nobody himself.
Sure he didn't. We know that.
Well, now what's the idea?
I just got the notion that night, and from watching you since, I got the notion that you don't like Lucky Wilson very much.
Lucky's okay.
He's better than okay. He's all you want to be, isn't he, Joe? And can't be, as long as he's around to cramp your style. Joe.
Yeah?
You talk, and we'll put Lucky Wilson away.
Talk?
You're crazy, McCarthy.
I want to know where he's hiding out, Joe.
Crazy's a coot.
You don't owe him a thing, remember? Not a shred of loyalty. He's lucky, remember? He ran out on you.
I don't know where he is.
You know him pretty well. You know where he'd maybe blow till his heat cools off. You know, or you can guess.
No, I... Hide out.
A nice, safe hideout nobody else knows about, only you and him. No, Joe?
I tell you, I don't know where he is.
Joe, listen. Cassell's closer to dead than alive, you know that.
Yeah.
A murder rap, Joe. It's no petty larceny this time. A murder rap's no fun, boy.
Look, McCarthy...
If Cassell dies, that's what it'll be, a murder rap for you and Lucky. Lucky who ran out on you, Joe.
I don't know where he is, I tell you.
And while you're thinking, Joe, remember, we'll get Lucky Wilson without you. You help us get him sooner and we won't forget it. Think it over, Joe.
I tell you, I don't know nothing, McCarthy.
Remember, Joe, we'll get him anyway. You know me. The cop who never gives up.
Hi.
Beat it, kid.
You're in my bed, you know that?
Yeah, I'll buy you another. Scram.
Can you play a ukulele?
What?
A ukulele. Look, I made this all by myself. You can play it if you like.
No, thanks.
I got some good books here. You like to read books?
Look, kid, I don't read or speak English. Beat it, go away.
Willie, stop your bothering him. Go in my room and get dressed. Pauline will get you breakfast.
I got a swell baseball glove I'll show you after a while.
Did you get hold of Dr. Warner?
Here now. Don't you try to set up.
Did you call Dr. Warner at that number I gave you?
Dr. Hobbs brought Pauline into the world and Willie. Doctored them both through measles and chicken pox. And if it hadn't been for him that time, the paw caught his foot in the thrasher. Well, he'd be glad to see to you. It's plain silly to wait for some city doctor.
Lady, I'd rather have the city doctor. He's my family doctor, okay?
I suppose so. Well,
did you get hold of him?
Oh, yes, he's coming right away. Be here in a couple of hours.
Good.
Now, you just rest, and we'll fix you some good breakfast.
Thanks, I'm not hungry.
Never you mind. You will be when you see the tray.
Oh, say.
Yes, young man?
What about my car?
Oh, Pa's pulled it out of the ditch. It's back behind the barn. You'll have to see to what needs to be done.
Yeah, I will. Don't you bother about it. Just leave it where it is, back behind the barn, and out of sight. Listen to that, will you, Doc?
All right, lie still, Lucky.
It's been going on all morning, driving me crazy. And these apple knockers.
They're nice people, Lucky.
You know what you try to pull on me? Tea. Drink this, she says. And it's tea.
All right. Well, there we are. 3 or 4 days, you'll be as good as ever. Hey, where do you think you're going?
With you.
You're staying right here.
In this dump with that banshee howling out there? What is this, a frame-up?
Lucky, the dragnet's out.
Yeah, sure. So there's Cal's place in the mountains and there's Harrison's upstate?
Oh, yeah. Joe knows about them both, Lucky.
Joe? They got him? Yeah, sure, they must have. Hey, Doc, that guy he slugged, Cassell, is he...
No, not yet. But the word is soon. Joe did the slugging, but you're accessory to it, Lucky. You know what that means if Cassell dies?
Yeah. And McCarthy's the boy to make Joe talk if he sets his mind to it.
And if he does, Cal's place and Harrison's won't be worth plugged nickels as hideouts.
Yeah, well, I can't stay here.
I brought your patient some breakfast, Doctor. He wouldn't have it before.
I think he'll be more reasonable now.
Hey, you were in here before?
Oh, yes.
You mean you were here in this room?
All right. Lie back there. Take it easy.
I opened the door and said, here's your tea, and you just squinted your eyes shut and pretended to be asleep.
Yeah, but I thought you were the old, I thought you were your mother. I mean, she is your, well, you are her. Do you live in this house?
She is, and I am, and yes, I do live in this house.
Well.
And by the way...
I'm okay now, Doc. I'm all right. I'll see you later. Thanks for coming up.
You told these good people, you explained how this happened.
What? Oh, sure.
Pa said something about mistaken identity. A run-in with hijackers, was it?
Yeah, that's it. A mistaken identity. An accident, really, that's all.
As long as they understand it. Well, I'll take care of the necessary reports, naturally.
Oh!
What's the matter?
My arm. I can't manage this alone.
Oh, here, let me help you. There. This better?
Hey, beautiful. This is practically perfect.
Doc,
haven't you gone yet?
Yes, Doctor.
I'm afraid, is this tea in the cup?
Yes.
He doesn't care very much for tea.
Who says I don't care much for tea? I don't know what I'd do without my tea.
I see. Miss Miller.
Hey, is that your name, Miller?
Pauline Miller, that's right.
Miss Miller, how old are you?
19, Doctor.
Well, now that's a funny question, Doc. What's the difference, how old?
Get my patient to explain his philosophy of living to you sometime.
His philosophy of living?
Look, Doc.
Let's see. How does it go again? Enjoy life. Never give anybody else a break. And never miss taking one yourself. Something like that. Well, I've got to be going.
Yeah, you do.
I'll take care of yourself. And don't drink too much tea.
What did he mean by that? Your philosophy of living?
Well, I'll tell you. Oh!
Oh, dear. I'm letting you tire yourself. You rest now and tell me some other time.
Yeah, okay. Some other time.
You're sure you're all right?
Miss Miller, I'm fine. And in fact, everything is fine. Everything is going to be practically perfect.
The only meeting ground for lovers is love itself. There can be a dividing line of principles. There can be little in common that is environmental. And yet, logic goes by the boards. Love, as someone once remarked, conquers all. Or does it? Now, Act Two of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Cornell Wilde. The puppet strings from on high, which have brought together such divergent types as Lucky Wilson and Pauline Miller, may have been guided with forethought, but it certainly was an accidental meeting. This short-term gangster fleeing from the long arm of justice and the circumspect daughter of an upstate farmer. Lucky found his hideout on the Miller farm, and a farm can have a strange effect on the slum product of the city streets.
What do you know? It's coming from one of those trees, all right. What in the blazes is it? What do you know?
Hiya. Does Mom know you're out of bed?
Hey, what's that, Willie?
Bed, you know, what you've been lying in for the past 3 days.
No, that.
Oh, locusts.
Locusts, huh? What do you know? Out in the trees, huh?
Sure. You never heard locusts before?
No.
What do you know? Hey, I killed a snake this morning, but its tail won't stop wiggling till the sun goes down. I bet you didn't know that.
Huh. Where's your sister, kid?
Pauline? I don't know, around. I got rabbits. You like rabbits?
What do you mean, around?
What do you know, around? My rabbits all got names. There's Emma, she's the young white one. And Mabel, she's the old white one. And Hickory and Rachel and Barney and...
She's been neglecting me.
What? Oh, Pauline. Say, what's an efficiency expert?
What's a what?
Pauline said you told her you were an efficiency expert.
Huh? Oh, yeah, that's right, kid, I am. I arrange partnership, things like that.
Oh. You want to see my rabbits?
Some other time, Willie. Well, I was just asking about you.
And you're up out of bed and no one told you you could be.
Oh, I feel fine. Wonderful. Except I've been neglected.
Neglected? Oh, you wanted something and Ma's gone to town and Pa said to listen for your rap on the floor and I got busy. I'm terribly sorry.
Now, look, I didn't really mean...
What was it you wanted?
You.
Willie. Willie, Ma was looking for you.
You said Ma's gone to town?
I mean Pa. Pa said if you see Willie, tell him that chicken wire's got to be mended before sundown.
Oh, okay. I'll show you my rabbits the first day you're outside.
Yeah, that's a deal, Willie.
You know, you mustn't say things like that, especially in front of Willie. He's the most awful tease.
Yeah, Willie's gone now.
No, please. Have you ever lived on a farm before?
I've never even been on a farm before.
It must seem awfully dull and dull to you.
Well, to tell the truth, I've been wondering what a girl like you finds to do in a dump, in a place like this.
Why ever so much?
Well, a girl like you ought to have bright lights, excitement, fun. Things you could have in a minute if
you... But I'm happy without bright lights. And I have fun here and excitement sometimes. I love it here.
Yeah, well, sure, it's your home after all.
Not only that.
Yeah, but what else?
Golly, I don't know. Everything here is sort of real somehow. Simple and not mixed up and real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
There's ever so much to do to keep from being bored, you know.
Yeah, like feeding the chickens, chopping wood, mending fences.
Silly, no. There's, well, the Harvest Festival dance, for one thing.
Yeah? When's that?
Next week, Saturday night.
And that's exciting, huh?
Oh, yes.
Well, you know, it's swell of you folks to let me use this place to, convalesce.
Dr. Warner said it would be much healthier for you to stay here than go to a hospital.
Oh, it's healthier, all right.
Well, then, what's so swell about letting you stay?
Well, I just wanted you to know I appreciate it, so.
We like having you here.
You do?
You're paying Ma $10 a week board, aren't you?
Oh, making a profit on me, huh?
Of course.
Just a business proposition.
You insisted on $10. Ma still thinks it's too much, so do I.
And that's all?
What do you mean?
You like having me here because I pay board. Beautiful, you're lying your teeth. Look at me.
Please. My goodness, look at the time. And I haven't collected the eggs yet.
Hey, Pauline.
Yes?
That Harvest Festival shindig Saturday night. Go to it with me.
Well,
we got a date, okay?
Okay.
Anybody else ask you, tell them you're taken. Just like that, you're taken. See?
McCarthy here. Oh, yes. Been expecting a call from the hospital about Cassell. It's still touch and go. What have you got, Jerry? That's right, a blue convertible. Well, he drove it right off the face of the earth, for all we found out. Yeah? Farm outside Bartonville, hmm? It's a funny place for a farmer to park a blue convertible behind his barn. Funny for a farmer to have a blue convertible. Get a man up there to check on it. Maybe we can throw a little surprise party in Lucky Wilson's hideout after all.
Well, Mr. Wilson, welcome downstairs.
Yeah, thanks.
You sit there, young fella, beside Pauline.
Hey, something smells good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, what is it, Mom? Starved.
Oh, never you mind. And look at you. Company for Sunday dinner and your hands and face grubby as a mole.
Aw, Mom.
Well, who's company anyhow, eh, Willie?
Now, Mr. Wilson, don't you go in encouraging him now, Willie. Willie?
I'm going, Ma. You like Pauline's new dress, Mr. Wilson?
Willie.
She got it special for you.
Pass your plate, Mr. Wilson. Pass your plate.
Oh, what makes him say such things, Ma? God.
Because he's Willie, dear.
Well, I can't think of a better reason for buying such a pretty dress.
Well, I can. It's for the Harvest Festival dance, if you must know.
Pauline.
Gravy, Mr. Wilson.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. The works.
I'm just trying it out ahead of time. Pass your glass, Mr. Wilson.
Well, what do you got there?
Milk, silly.
Milk? Oh, yeah, milk.
I'm
hey, it won't be fair if you look like this Saturday night.
What?
You got a girlish
the belle of the ball. You know I'll be cut in on every dance.
Silly.
Hey, say, I heard a new one today.
Oh, a new one?
Yeah, out in the tree. Went like this.
That's a tree toad, Mr. Wilson.
A tree toad?
Yeah.
What do you know? Hey, you know, this is good. And what is it, anyhow?
Well, something special for your first day downstairs. Sort of a celebration.
Ma, Emma's gone.
What?
Emma, my young white rabbit, she's gone.
fun.
She is. Oh, well, I,
Willie, your mother told you to wash up, not to go fooling around a rabbit hutch.
The hutch is locked from the outside. I don't see how Emma could have gotten away.
After 1 week of farm life, how do you like it, Mr. Wilson?
Well, Mr. Miller...
He hates it.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
you don't know anything about farm life, really.
I don't know. For one solid week, I wake up with the birds. I discover locusts and tree toads and a snake's tail that wiggles till sunset. I can tell the sound of a hen from a rooster. I've even drunk milk. And you say I don't know anything about farm life.
Shall I show him, Paul?
Now, Pauline, you go easy.
Oh, he's a city boy, honey. Might be too much for him.
Hey, what is this?
I'll make a bet with you. Take on my chores for one morning, with coaching, of course.
Check.
And if you can honestly say you like farm life afterward...
Yeah?
I'll, there'll be no cutting in Saturday night. Bell of the ball or not.
Hey, that's a stake worth betting for. When do we start?
Tomorrow morning, at sunrise.
Sunrise? Oh, well, all right, it's a deal. Tomorrow morning, at sunrise. Is that what they eat?
Yes. Didn't you ever feed chickens before?
Not this kind. All right, you. Come and get it.
Oh, not like that. You have to call them like this. Here, chick, 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 chick. Here, chick, 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 chick.
What?
Chick.
Oh, they'd laugh in my face.
Oh, they won't come otherwise.
Well, okay. Here, chick, 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 chick. Come on, chick, chick.
Set the milk pail here. Use this soup.
Well, is that a sign that she likes me when she wags her tail?
It's a sign she doesn't like flies. Now, put your head up against her flank. It quiets her.
Okay.
Ah, that's the way.
All right, kid. Come on. Give. Give.
Oh, no, Lucky, no. Oh, here, let me show you.
Hey, you called me Lucky for the first time.
Mr. Wilson, you're hearing things. If you'll move off that stool, please, we'll get on with the chores. Watch your head. Duck.
Hey, you're going to leave me in here alone?
You can collect eggs by yourself. Just don't take the China ones.
Chinese eggs? What do you know? What don't they think of? One, two... Hey, what are you doing in there? Come on, get up. Come on now, don't hold on me. There. Uh-huh, Horden. 2, 4, 6, 8. Hey, say, you did pretty good, Mama, you know that? You did all right.
Well, Mr. Wilson, forgot to ask you. How'd you make out with the chores this morning?
Oh, fine, Mr. Miller. I might even get to like this farm life.
Won your bet with Pauline,
yes,
eh?
Yes, sure did. You know that milk we had for supper?
Eh?
I made it. You know, after one of Mrs. Miller's meals, it's good to sit out here and relax. Mm. You know, I was wondering, all that milk, don't you ever sell it?
Yeah, we used to. Now we just make butter out of it and feed the rest of the chickens and pigs.
Yeah? Why's that?
Racketeers.
What?
Mr. Wilson, a bunch of no-good racketeers told us farmers we had to sell our milk to one company at one price. Take it or leave it. Protection, they called it. Partnership.
Is that so?
When we tried to go against them, they waylaid our trucks and dumped them. It was probably them you had your run-in with. They don't stop at nothing. Know what they ought to have for them fellas?
What?
A Devil's Island, that's what. Send them all down there and keep them there till they learn to respect other human beings... Willie, what's got into you?
Pa, I found out what happened to Emma.
Oh, did you now?
Ma told me. She said it was to have something special for Mr. Wilson to eat. But gee, Pa, gee.
Now, Willie, what do you raise him for except to eat? I let you eat my string beans, don't I?
Emma wasn't any string beans.
You got more rabbits out there than you know what to do with anyhow.
But why did it have to be Emma? Why did it have to be Emma?
Hey, excuse me, Mr. Miller. Willie!
Don't call me Willie!
Okay, Bill. Hey, listen, I'm sorry about the rabbit. I didn't know. I couldn't tell a rabbit from a chicken. But it was swell of your mother to fix something so special. I'm sorry it had to be Emma, but I'm glad, too, because... Well, look, Bill.
What?
Well, the other day you said you always wanted a BB gun.
Sure I have.
Well, get one next time you're in town.
Get one? You mean... Gosh, Mr. Wilson, a BB gun, you mean it?
Yeah, I mean it.
My gosh, thanks, Mr. Wilson.
No, don't thank me.
But a BB gun all my own. Hey, Mr. Wilson, hey. Oh, for Pete's sake, what's come over him all of a sudden?
Well, Joe, they tell me you'll be healthy as ever, just in time.
In time for what?
To stand trial, Joe.
Okay, McCarthy, okay.
I'm on my way to see Cassell. He's in bad shape, Joe. Not healthy at all. When I finish at the hospital, I'm dropping in on Lucky.
Lucky?
Mm-hmm. I thought you might be interested.
Wait a minute, McCarthy. You mean you...
Oh, we found him. We know where he is. Now we pick him up. What you might call a Saturday night reunion. Good night, Joe. Pleasant dreams.
Maybe we'd better put up the side curtains, Lucky.
What?
The side curtains. It's going to storm.
Oh, yeah.
We could beat it if we drove faster. It's only a couple more miles to the dance. It hasn't rained in 2 weeks. When it does, it'll really come down. What's the matter?
Huh? What?
You've been so different lately.
I have?
Just the last couple of days. Since Caleb Smith stopped by to talk to you about repairing your car.
Was that his name, Caleb Smith?
He owns a garage in town.
Well, since when did he know I had a car that needed repairs?
Why, since you came here, practically. Pa thought he was doing you a favor to call Caleb, saving you trouble.
Saving me trouble, that's a laugh.
Lucky it's starting to rain.
Hey, How many yokels know about that blue convertible?
I don't know.
Enough so it's common gossip, I suppose.
Lucky, is that what's been worrying you? Is that why you... Just because Pa asked? Oh.
Now, what's wrong with this tub?
Well, it always thaws when it gets wet.
You say it's 2 miles to the dance?
Yes.
Well, we can't walk. And we can't sit here.
Oh, there's the Burns cabin over there.
Well, come on. Put your arms around my neck.
But I can...
You can't walk. You want to wreck those satin shoes? Now, hang on. Oh, too many cigarettes. Well, you're heavier than you look. Well, knock, knock.
Lucky there's nobody home.
What?
They never use the cabin after Labor Day. It's locked.
Well, is that all? Give me a hairpin a minute.
Just a minute. Here.
Yeah, now you'll see. There's some things a city fella can do. There. Huh? Open fireplace. Handy pile of wood. All the comforts are home. Now, we had a break, beautiful.
I'll see if I can find blankets to wrap up in when we take off these wet clothes.
Pauline.
Yes?
Wait a minute.
Yes, Lucky?
Well, I got a hunch this is the last time we'll be together. I mean, alone together.
I don't see why...
But don't ask questions. But remember what Doc Warner said about how I think about things, what I believe?
No, not very well.
Never pass up a good break when one comes along. That's part of it.
I still can't remember the rest.
Well, never mind. Go find those blankets.
Yes, Lucky.
And then come out here by the fire. Hurry up now, beautiful. We can't have you getting your... We can't have you getting cold feet at a time like this.
There can be turmoil in the human breast that puts the elements to shame. One such storm is brewing right now. We'll be in on it. Now, Act Three of the MGM Theater of the Air, starring Cornell Wilde. Here was Lucky Wilson, tucked in his hideout, at bay, with the minions of the law closing in on him. The charge could be murder, but still they haven't got him yet. And sweet freedom is here, in blissful isolation with the lovely Pauline. It's a new twist for Lucky. He's got to figure this one out. Well, first thing to do is to put another log on the fire.
Here. One more log this way. That'll do it.
Well, hello.
You got a fire going. Lucky, you're wonderful.
You look wonderful.
Wrapped in a blanket? I feel like Minnehaha.
Yeah, well, Minnehaha did all right. Here, curl up against these pillows.
Pure luxury.
What's funny?
You sort of... We look like a couple of cigar store Indians, you know.
All right, give me those wet duds. Yeah, I'll drape them over the back of this chair in front of the fire. There we are. Now we can be comfortable.
Listen.
Yeah. Sound of a fire is real cozy, ain't it?
I mean the rain. It's almost stopped, Lucky.
Yeah, that's right, it has.
That means the car will stop when we're ready to go.
Probably. Are you ready to go now?
No, not yet. We can't put on wet clothes, silly.
You warm enough?
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I told you?
What?
Well, this, right now, it's maybe our last time together.
Lucky, why?
Will you miss me when I go?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sweetheart.
Lucky. Oh, darling.
Oh, don't talk. Don't talk.
Golly.
Yeah.
I wanted you to kiss me.
I know.
You don't think... That doesn't make you think I'm awful.
Oh, no, baby, no.
You see, I never met anybody like you before.
Yeah.
I love you, Lucky.
Baby, wait a minute.
I loved you long before you came into my life.
What?
I didn't know what you looked like. I didn't know your name. I'd never even seen you, but I loved you.
Pauline, honey.
When I was a little girl, you used to ride a great white horse, and you wore a helmet with a plume in it. Is that silly?
No, it's not silly, no.
When I grew up, you got to be more like you. Quiet and wonderful and sure of yourself.
Baby, listen.
And that first day, the day we found you hurt and brought you home, I knew you were you, fine and strong.
That's enough. Come on, these duds are drying up.
Lucky, what's the matter?
Nothing, get into those clothes.
Something's wrong, darling. What is it?
I don't know. So help me. I never felt like this before in my life.
If I said anything, I did. That's it.
I don't know what you said. I don't know what's the matter with me. I don't know anything. Except we're getting out of here. We have to walk. I'm taking you home right now. The house is all lit up. The folks must be waking up. Oh, honey, don't do that, please.
I'm not doing anything.
You're crying.
I'm not.
Oh, baby, listen. Listen to me. I love you. You hear that? I love you.
You're going away. You said so.
Driving home, I've been checking up on myself for the first time in my life. I gotta go away, you see?
No, I don't. I don't see.
Well, there's a couple of things I gotta straighten out.
What things?
Well, debts. And the sooner I settle in, the sooner I can get back to you.
You mean... You want to come back?
It's the only reason I'm going to go.
Pauline, Mr. Wilson, that you out there?
It's Pa.
Yeah, Mr. Miller, it's us.
You got company.
Company? Golly, whoever can be...
I think I can guess. I think it's somebody from me, from New York. Come on, baby.
I'm coming.
A fella came just after you kids left. Mighty all-fired anxious to see you, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Told him you'd gone to the dance. He drove over there, said you hadn't showed up. Come right back here to wait for you.
Came out here behind Mr. Miller to meet you, Lucky. Just in case.
Hello, Mac.
Hello.
This is Mr. Miller's daughter, Pauline. This is an associate of mine from New York, Mr. McCarthy.
I'm glad to know you.
Hello, miss. All right, Lucky.
I was just telling Pauline about you, Mac.
Yeah?
I was saying I had to come into town to see you.
I'll bet.
He was Mr. McCarthy.
You see, I wanted to get a couple of little things straightened out.
We'll do that, all right.
Say, why are we standing out here jawing? Ma's got coffee made inside.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Miller, but you see, we've got to get started.
Is that them? Yeah. Oh, of course it is. Henry, what's got into you leaving Mr. Wilson stand out here on the wet ground? He's been sick.
Ma, I told you.
Oh, come inside. I got sandwiches made and good hot coffee.
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Miller,
please,
but...
Please, Mr. McCarthy. Lucky you persuade him.
Well, Mac, don't persuade easy, Pauline.
He'll persuade this time.
Well, I'll tell you, ma'am. You see...
Oh, drive all the way up from the city through that storm and let you start back on an empty stomach? Oh, Mr. McCarthy, do you want to insult me?
Now, you've been far too nice for me to do that, ma'am. But you see, I...
Well, then, my lands, I'll pour the coffee. Henry, yes. I'll need some more wood for the stove.
Oh, I'll bring some in.
I'll see if I can help. Mind you two don't let the coffee get cold now.
Lucky I'm taking the girl in, too.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mac. You let that girl alone. I'll come quietly.
You bet you will.
Look, I'll smooth out the rough spots. So help me, Mac. But if you touch her, it'll be a different story. She doesn't know anything about me.
What? And you've been here 2 weeks?
Look, she's a swell kid.
Sure, sure.
Lucky, put this coat of paws around you. You mustn't catch cold.
Thanks.
And for goodness sake, finish your business talking. Come on in. Ma's having kittens.
You see what I mean?
Very touching.
Mac, these people don't know anything about me. They've been wonderful to me. I wouldn't want them to find out. Give me a chance to say goodbye to her alone, and I'll meet you outside.
Not a chance, baby.
I see. Got a cigarette?
Yeah.
How's Cassell?
I just came from the hospital.
And?
Lucky you rate your handle. He's going to pull through. That lets you off a big hook. But you're still snagged, boy.
I know. Hey, Mac, give me this break, will you? Will you play it straight for a couple of minutes inside? These are nice people.
I recognize nice people quicker than you do, Lucky. What they see in a cheap mug like you, though, I'll never understand.
Between me and you, Mac, neither will I.
I introduced myself as Lieutenant McCarthy. Right away, I'm in the Army. The minute I mention your name, I'm an old buddy, a pal. I'll tell you what. You play along all the way, Lucky. And I'll let the girl alone.
Thanks, Mac.
I don't want your thanks. I'm doing it for a nice kid, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
But the first fast move you make, brother...
Stick him up.
Hey, what the...
Hey, Willie. I mean, Bill. What are you doing out here?
Hiya, Lucky. I got it, see?
This is her kid brother.
Yeah, I know. I saw him inside.
I got it, Lucky. My BB gun.
Yeah, good boy.
I can hit a 10-can target 4 times out of 5 with it. I'll show you in the morning.
Well, I won't be here in the morning, Bill.
What?
Well, my friend, Mr. McCarthy's driving me back to New York tonight. Practically right away, as a matter of fact.
You mean you're leaving for good?
Well, for quite a spell he is.
But I'll be back, Bill. You can count on that.
Gee, I thought... I wish you didn't have... I got something I gotta do.
The boy likes you.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Lucky, I'll give you just 10 minutes.
What?
To say goodbye to that girl.
Hey, Mac, you're tops, so help me.
Tops? Nothing. I can't insult Mrs. Miller, can I? I gotta eat her sandwiches and drink her coffee, don't I? I'm not doing this for you. I'm hungry. Now go on, get gone.
Hey, I've been looking for you.
Have you?
You've been crying again.
Yes.
You oughtn't to be standing by an open window. Here, put this around your shoulders. Those are crickets.
Uh-huh.
I learned that much. You know, I never heard a cricket before I came out here.
Everybody's heard crickets.
Well, I never noticed them then. I never noticed... lots of things before I met you.
Oh, Lucky.
Oh, baby, don't. Remember what you told me that first day?
I don't want you to go.
You said You said you loved it here. You said everything here was sort of real somehow.
I don't want you to go.
Simple, not mixed up and real. I didn't know what you meant then. I do now.
Oh, darling, darling.
You're the greatest thing that's ever happened to me, Pauline. Remember that. The only reason I'll be living is to get back here to you again.
How long will you be gone?
I don't know. There's lots to do, things to wind up, get squared away. It might be a couple of years.
A couple of... But you'll be in the city all the time?
Well, I won't be out of the state.
Then you could come up weekends, no matter how busy you are.
Yeah, sure. Sure, weekends. Hey, baby, look at me.
Yes, Lucky.
Would 2 years, I don't know, maybe even longer, would it be too long to wait?
10 years wouldn't be too long to wait. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I guess I do.
And it won't be so awful bad. Golly, if we can see each other every weekend.
Well, we can't.
What?
I can't go on like this. I've done enough lying. I was going away and not saying anything, never say anything, but I can't, see? Even if it queers everything between us.
Lucky, what are you trying to say?
Well, that guy McCarthy's not a friend of mine. He's a cop. Yeah, a cop, that's right. He came up here to arrest me.
Lucky.
He's taking me back to jail to stand trial, and I've got it coming to me, kid. Don't get me wrong. I've got it coming. If baby, don't look at me like that.
Lucky,
You what? That's what waiting will mean, see? Waiting for me to get out of prison. Maybe it's not worth it. That helmet with a plume is just a make-believe. Maybe. Only for me, all of a sudden, it's not. Aren't you going to say anything? It's okay, baby. It's okay. But remember one thing. Lying's done with. Most of all, it's the truth that I love you. I love you, and I always will. So long, baby.
Now you drive careful, Mr. Wilson.
I will.
I'll see that he does.
Don't forget, and I'll come up any time, Mr. McCarthy.
Thanks.
Whenever Mr. Wilson's coming and you can make it, you got an invitation.
Oh, that's mighty nice of you.
Oh, I hope that pie rides all right on the back seat.
Oh, it'll be fine, Mrs. Miller. It'll be fine.
Let's get going, Lucky.
In a minute.
Oh, now where's Willie? He'll feel just awful if he misses saying goodbye.
Well, I don't think I can ever thank you folks enough.
Oh, oh, nonsense, son. We like having you. You know that.
It's going to be awful lonesome without you.
He'll come back as soon as he can, Ma.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, here's that boy now.
Lucky, here. Here, I got a present for you.
For me?
To keep you company. Hickory and Rachel, my two best rabbits.
Oh, that nice.
What? Well, gee. Well, thanks, Bill. That's the nicest present I ever had.
Remember how I taught you to hold them now?
Yeah, I'll remember. Hey, Mac, you take them from me for the time being.
Me? No, wait a minute. Well, is this the way you hold them, Bill?
Here, I'll show you.
Lucky.
Hey, it's Pauline.
Yeah.
Lucky, it's all right.
I was hoping you'd come.
It's all right, do you understand?
Yeah, sure, baby.
I don't care what you were. It's what you are. And I love what you are.
Don't stand too close when they start, honey.
You will come back to me.
I'll come back.
Good luck, darling.
Bye. 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 Take care of yourself.
Lucky?
Yeah?
These rabbits.
What about them?
I'll keep them for you till you get out.
Okay, Mac. Just those two. The rest you can have for souvenirs.
Cornell Wilde will be back in just a moment. Thank you. Now, Mr. Wilde, somehow I have difficulty calling you Cornell. It seems like a college cheer.
Well, actually, I went to Columbia and the College of the City of New York, CCNY.
Good for you. Cornell being a co-ed school might have been more training for the Hollywood curriculum.
Well, now, I didn't expect you to make such an implication, Howard. Hollywood is just like every other place.
Only there are more wolves at the door.
Well, every place has its quota of wolves and doors.
Well, let us say that Hollywood has a more attractive species.
Hey, this conversation is getting corny. It's under the heads of our audience.
Okay, I'm crushed. But I still rise to say that we're glad you've made your way to stardom and we've enjoyed many of your performances, even wish some of them had been for MGM.
Well, I'd better say I'm sorry they weren't, but you never know where you may land in show business.
At any rate, I'm glad you landed on the MGM Theater of the Air.
Thank you, Howard.
And thank you, Cornell Wilde.
Hideout was presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical On the Town, starring Gene Kelly, Frank Sinatra, Betty Garrett, and Ann Miller. Claire Neeson was heard as Pauline and Mandel Kramer as Lieutenant McCarthy. Original music composed and conducted by Joel Herron. The program was directed by Marks B. Loeb and produced by Raymond Katz.